Hey everyone, this is Chris here, and today I thought I would do a demo of a game called Scrolling Battles Your World, or SBYW, as it is more commonly referred to as. This is an interesting concept because, unlike a lot of games, it is not a hack and slash. It's more of an exploration type of game, and I'm going to show you what I can, but there's all kinds of things that you can do with this, but I'm going to go ahead and run this. So the game is stored in my documents folder.
My documents. SBYW.
I'm going to open that up.
SBY. Scrolling Battles, Your World. 4.0.1.
Alright, so
multiplayer game M.
Let me turn up the volume on my headphones just a smidge. So we are in the main menu, and basically you hit left and right keys to move through your options.
Preferences P.
So
multiplayer game M.
That, of course, lets you play online. And before we even get started, I should say this game requires a network connection. If you are not connected to the internet, you cannot play this.
Preferences P.
So we have preferences.
Check for updates C.
Check for updates.
Alert dialog. Your SBY is up to date. Your version 4.0.1. Latest version 4.0.1. OK button.
That just checks for updates.
Check SBYW has been ran 725 times.
This tells you how many times it has been run.
This game is powered by the Massinissance Game Engine Pro Edition, version 0.4.0.50.
The Mason something engine? I don't know. And as you can probably hear, when it says things like STP, that's telling you keys that you can hit to quickly reach items in this menu.
Exit X.
Exit being X. So for instance, if I hit P.
Preferences menu.
All right, let's explore this menu really quickly.
Disable voice chat C.
This game does support voice chat, which I will get into as we play the game. You can turn it off here.
Press O to voice chat O.
Press O to voice chat. Currently, it is set to press and hold. So I believe the default is to press it to turn it on and press it to turn it off. I personally don't like that, so I came in here and hit enter on this option to toggle it. But basically, if I hit enter,
press to voice chat selected. Preferences menu disabled. Hold O to voice chat O.
So now it's set to press. So basically, you press the key, it starts to record, and when you're done, you tap O to stop. I don't like that, so I'm going to change it back.
Hold to voice chat selected. Preferences disable voice chat C.
Hold to voice chat. So essentially, it becomes kind of like using a walkie-talkie because you have to press and hold the button if you wish just to speak.
Press O to voice chat O. Make signs beep when you step instead of loop I.
Make signs beep when you step instead of loop. By default, it is set to that. I have changed it to always loop. That way I can tell where it's at. I prefer this behavior.
Make doors beep when you step instead of loop D.
This is the same concept. I like to have doors loop their sounds. That way I know where they are.
Don't play sounds when map is loading P.
By default, it is set to play sounds when the map loads. I would leave that on.
Don't preload sounds into memory. Load them on the fly. This is the default setting. Use this if you want fast map loading times but not exactly peak performance in maps. L.
This option I have actually turned on so that it loads everything into RAM. From what I can tell, it makes it a little quicker because it just has to read the sounds from RAM, not load them constantly.
Don't ask to exit when pressing escape A.
Don't ask to exit when pressing escape. I'm going to actually change this.
Asking off. Preferences menu. Don't preload sound. Ask to exit when pressing escape A.
So I have turned that off, so if you hit escape, it will just exit.
Select output device S.
This lets you choose the sound output device.
Select output device. Currently active. Primary sound driver C.
This is the default. This will track your Windows output device.
Speakers, USB audio codec, S.
USB audio codec, that is my mixer, so I could set the game to output directly to my mixer.
Speakers, high definition audio device, S.
That is the built-in sound card on this laptop.
Go back G.
And you can hit go back.
Preferences menu. Disable voice,
so
go back B.
Let's hit the left arrow to wrap back around.
Set speech, ask to exit, select output device S. Set speech output mode,
set
S.
Set speech output mode, so...
Select an output. Auto A.
Auto, that will automatically detect what screen reader you are using.
Sloppy S.
Or Slappy 5.
Auto A.
I would leave it on auto.
Preferences, go back B.
So let's go back.
Main menu, multiplayer game M.
Now, I should also mention that this game does have music in the main menu, and to turn it up and down, you hit page up and page down. The music sounds like this. I don't like it personally, so I turned it off. So I'm going to hit page down.
Check preferences, multiplayer game M.
All right, so let's go into this.
Multiplayer menu, sign in S.
Okay, so this lets you sign in. I have obviously created a new account.
Sign in as A.
This lets you sign in as a different user.
New account N.
Or you can create a new player. And that process is very easy. It asks you for a username, a password, and your email for password recovery. I have not figured out how to recover your password. I assume you would have to ask an admin on here.
Back B.
But that's basically it. So I'm gonna choose
sign in S.
Sign in, and I'm gonna hit enter.
Logging in. Success. Main. Slannin came online. Version 3.0.5. Type slash changes for what's new. Message of the day. Hi everyone. I've just added an optional way to show your support. In addition, you will get inventory items. Check out http://massmissons.me/sbyw.php. Also, I've created a new map called Hazards Galore, a remake of my old classic map from...
Right, I'm gonna stop that. So now we are in the game. We're actually in the main map, and you can hear some things. Off to the left is a sign. That little boop is a chat message or
Godleaf Yuri tried the casino
event.
Godleaf
Yuri. I'm gonna actually mute these, so let me...
All muted.
I hit F5 to mute all buffers. I will unmute them in just a second.
Godleaf Yuri, there's nothing in the pool.
Or actually, that didn't do anything.
All unmuted.
Anyway, you can hear things. Off to the left is a sign. And off to the right is a sound source. It's a computer is what it sounds like.
Godleaf.
So, basically, the controls are really... easy, as you would expect from these types of games. Left and right.
Store. My contributions. Official map. Unofficial maps. Teams. Main.
So I'm walking.
Front stairs to roof. Sign. Read a bit of beneficial advice.
Let's hit enter on this sign.
Welcome to Scrolling Battles. Your world. Grab your keyboard and prepare to beat it to death on some maps. Geo, get yourself some coins. Or don't. See if I really care. Bloodsharp.
Alright, so that's basically what that says.
Teams. Main.
Now.
Teams. Create or join an existing team race.
These are options that you can hit enter on to do things in the actual game. Let me mute the chat. So to change between your buffers, you hit left and right brackets.
Chats. One of 14 items.
So chats, I'm going to mute that.
Chats muted.
By hitting F5.
Misc. One of 3 items.
Miscellaneous.
Buffer 3 of 6.
I'm going to mute all these for right now.
Misc muted. PM. PM muted.
Private messages.
Player events. Player events muted.
Player events.
Team events. Team events muted. Team events.
All right, so
all.
That should be
unofficial.
All muted. So
team main.
Basically, let me show you what's happening here. If I...
Teams. Create or join an existing team race.
If I hit enter on the teams option.
Team menu. Create a team C.
And with all menus, you hit left and right.
Cancel a team C. Leave the current team L. Launch your team L. Join a team J. Create a team C.
You can create teams of players and then play maps. And I think the person that wins the map is the team winner. I'm going to hit escape.
Unofficial maps, maps that are incomplete or not hosted as official yet.
This lists all of your maps that are made by players.
Official maps, official hosted maps with usually specified reasonable amounts of coins for winning, depends on the map.
Yep, and you can probably hear off to the left, there's a person off to the left.
Hardwood 3, 3 feet. Sign, 6 feet. Staircase, stasp, 7 feet.
Yep. And to look around, you press and hold shift and tap up, down, left, or right to look in that specific direction. The square that I'm on right now, these are officially hosted maps that I believe an admin has to approve.
My contributions. Manage the maps that you've contributed to. Edit, publish, or unpublish.
This is a quick way to access the maps that you have access to. Let me go ahead and show you this.
Contributions list containing two items. Private map, Lazerver, created by Slannon, 0 likes, L.
This is a map that I have.
Private map, created by Garrett Brown, Slannon, and X0, 0 likes, G.
This is another map that someone created and added me to the contributions list. I'm going to go ahead and choose this one.
Bathroom door. Bedroom.
As you can tell,
behind the nightstand,
this is a map that I am now in. You can hear sounds off to the left.
Under. In front of the bed. Bedroom. Bathroom door.
That's a door if you hit enter.
Sink. Toilet. Shower door.
I'm inside a bathroom. Hit enter.
Shower door. Bathroom.
Let's go back through here.
Bedroom. In front of the bed. Under. B. Wall generic. 1 foot.
So this is a platform. To jump, you press the space bar.
Leaving behind the bed.
And I think.
Bedroom.
Let's see.
In. Behind the bed. Bedroom. Bed. In front of the bed.
There we go. So basically, the way this works is you build platforms in the air that your character can jump onto. So I'm just going to walk through here and show you what this map is like.
Bedroom.
Hit enter.
Leading bedroom door.
This is a kitchen area. There's a fridge. There's a sink. The thing that's beeping off to the right is a door. So now I'm in a little room here.
Door, 1 foot. Wall metal, 2 feet. Door, 2 feet. Wall board, 3 feet.
So there's a door to my right and to my left. If I hit enter on this one, this takes me outside. You can hear. Oh, okay.
Wall metal 2, 1 foot.
This is a mailbox, I guess. You can hit enter on it. And now I'm inside this little area. If I look up.
Wall metal 2, 3 feet.
There's a roof so that you can't just jump out of here. So let me go back over here to the door on the left-hand side. If I jump up, I am now on top of this structure. I just walked past it. Now I'm back over here. You can hear there's a street.
To leaving to go back in there. Press enter. Leaving.
And there's a transition point over here, or at the end of that map, that will take me back to the main map. So I'm gonna stand right here. That's basically how maps work. If you want to know your location, you press the letter C.
77, 0 on concrete 4.
It tells me my X and Y coordinates as well as what type of ground I'm on, or, yeah. So, That's basically how that works. Let me go back to the main map.
Front stairs to roof.
Yep, sign. There we go.
Front stairs to roof.
So, there's quite a lot of things that you can do. There's a stairwell here, so if I walk up here with up arrow, I am walking up a stairwell.
0, 33 on hardwood 3.
Hardwood, that's the ground type.
0, 46 on hardwood 3.
And if I look,
air, 1 foot ladder.
There's air, which actually, in this game, you can fall like this.
Ah!
Read a bit of beneficial advice.
Ow. You can also check your health.
79.8%, 3991 of 5,000.
Yes, let me walk up here. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do. A lot of these maps are reasonably detailed, so you can walk around and look at things. If you hit tab, that will access your inventory.
3841 coins, 1 of 1.
So this game has currency, which you can use to buy items from the store, which I will show you.
Ah!
Here, let me go back down here. Ouch.
Store, views, store. Select what you want to buy.
So let me show you what's here.
Potion for 400 coins. You can buy 10. Description, using one of these will restore 250 health each. P. Potion for 3,000 coins. You can buy 1. Description, when you buy this, and activate it in your inventory, it will protect you from a fall by some percent. C. Protective gear for 10,000 coins. You can buy 0. Description, when you buy this, and activate it in your inventory, it will protect you from a fall by some percent. This is slightly more effective than the cushion. P. Jump shoes for 20,000 coins. You can buy 0. Description, allows you to jump slightly higher. J.
Jump shoes.
Running shoes for 30,000 coins. You can buy 0. Description, allows you to run faster. R.
So these are items that you can buy.
Look for 70,000 coins.
If you have coins.
You can buy 0. Description, allows you to hook onto platforms above you. Works directional. E.G. If facing left, it will hook up and left. H. Hook extension for 8,000 coins. You can buy 0. Description, allows your hook to go an extra 10 squares with each extension. H. Super jump shoes for 100,000 coins. You can buy 0. Description, allows you to jump higher. S. Super running shoes for 120,000 coins. You can buy 0. Description, allows you to run faster. S. SPYW badge for 500,000 coins. You can buy 0. Description, a collector's item. S.
So, those are the items in the shop. You don't necessarily have to have them, but they make the game a little more interesting, I think. So, there you go. And the way that you earn coins is by completing maps in the official maps area, which I'll show right now.
My contribution, official maps. Official maps list containing 62 items. Sediment's place, reward 0 coins, created by Sediment, King Zombie, and 10 more, 14 likes, S. Mega house, darkwood, trees, house thingy,
so
car, roller, climb,
let me show you.
Rant, forest, cave, rope, mount, dark, peep, X, fire, long, small, kink, thinking, ground, pit, broken, search, PSCHY paths, platform, dangerous, climb, trapped, mountains, dangerous, kink, the secret.
Yeah, this game has a lot of maps.
Quartz.
Lots of maps.
Dangerous.
I'm gonna hit H.
Hazards. Helicopter jump. Reward 1,000 coins. Created by Tummy13. 6 likes. H.
Let's go with this one.
Go. Launch area.
That dinging sound was a checkpoint. When you walk into that, that will save your current location. That way, if your character dies, you will end up back here. So let's read this sign. If it'll read it to me, I guess it won't read it to me. The way this map works is you walk off the edge of a platform and you have to catch choppers as you're falling.
2, 1,000 on metal 3.
So let's go ahead and
helicopters to catch your fall.
Walk down, or yep, come down here. Let's see. There we go.
3, 584 in the air.
So I'm checking my location. Ah! Oops.
5.083 in the air. Nice work.
All right, so now I'm on the ground.
1.0 on metal 4. Exit. Front stairs to roof.
And I am back.
My name.
And let's see. I'm going to hit comma and period to look through my chat buffer. That way I can see what happened.
Let's version 3.0.5.
Let's hold down shift and hit period. Shift with comma or period will take you to the top or the bottom.
Ronan has died on Ronan has died. You have gained 929 coins. Slannon has finished helicopter jump in. 1 minute 10 seconds. Dying 0 times.
Yep.
They have finished 9 maps so far and have 129 total deaths.
Yeah, I've died quite a lot.
You leave a map very much alive.
So that's basically how that works. Let me show you a few other things. So if you want to chat, you hit slash.
Enter your message.
This is a... Well, actually, let me go ahead and unmute.
Cancel. Chats. Chats unmuted.
Let me unmute my chat buffer here.
Misc.
Or let me unmute a lot of this stuff.
Team events unmute. Team events.
So I'm just gonna
enter your
chat.
AI. Slannon. Hi. Ronan has died on.
So that's a chat message. If you want to voice chat, you press the.
Godly Fury, wake up call complete.
You press the letter O.
Ronan has died on.
Now I'm going to turn the mixer off. That way it doesn't loop back into the game. So, you won't hear the game, but I'm going to press the button, and I'm going to press and hold O. This is a test voice message I am sending to the game. Now I'm going to turn the mixer on. This
Ronan
is a test voice message I am sending to the game, and it plays it back for you and
Ronan has died on dangerous
anyone else on the server to hear. To check how many players are online, you hold the control key and hit slash.
8 online. 2 here. AFK destruct eternal SV 5.0.
There's a player. Let's see.
Clock. Bleacher. Staircase. 1 feet. Doctor.
I'm just investigating this map.
Name.
There you go. There's someone off to my left. You can also
Acer is
chat using a text-to-speech voice, which is rather entertaining. If you hold down Alt and hit slash, like this.
Enter your same message. L-O.
Hello.
That uses Microsoft Mic. That is the voice that I currently have.
Ronan has died on.
Chosen. If you hit F6.
Select a new save voice.
You can change the voice.
VWKB.
That will basically go through all the voices that
Ronan
are installed on your computer.
Microsoft Mary M. Microsoft Mike M. Microsoft Sam M. VW James V. Microsoft Anna English. VW Paul V. Microsoft Anna English. United States M. Ronan
yeah,
has
let's go with
Microsoft Mike M. Microsoft Sam.
Microsoft Sam.
Enter your same message. O. M. E. M.
Hello, everyone. I'm sure you all know who I am.
Yeah, so that's an interesting way of doing
Ronan
that.
Has died on dangerous road.
And I'm getting messages from the game. So basically, that's how that works.
Name, store, my official, unofficial maps.
Let me show you how you make a map. And the way you do that is you go into the chat console.
Enter your message. Ronan has
and type
slash
slash new map.
A-P.
The map name. So we're just gonna call this I don't know.
Ronan has died.
What should we call this map?
Ronan has
let's call this map
Ronan has died.
And now, of course, I'm terrible at coming up with ideas.
Ronan has
let's call this map, River.
E-R. Ronan has
and we'll say So you type out the name, the length of the map. So we will say Ronin, it's 100 squares zero. Long. And then the ground type, Ronin, which is swimming.
M-I-N-G. Leaving teams.
And basically you are placed in your map.
0-0 on swimming. Ronin.
And I can walk around.
Nothing in this direction. Nothing in this direction.
So right now, it's an empty map. So let's see if we Ronin can make it a little more interesting. I'm going to hit P to bring up the builder menu.
Build menu. Platform P, Red Fox.
Ronin, you can build a platform.
Zone Z.
You can build a zone. Zones are basically Red Fox. Areas that will speak something when you walk to them. For instance, I don't know, you could make a zone of, you could make a Ronin zone of 10 tiles be, I don't know, my bathroom or the Ronin backyard or pretty much anything that you would want to mark.
Wall W.
You can build a wall.
Checkpoint K.
A checkpoint which will prevent your character from going back to the main map when you die.
Staircase S.
A staircase that obviously lets you go
Ronin has
up or down.
Sound source R.
Sound source
Ronin
that will play a sound over a specific amount of tiles Ronin that you specify.
Hazard H.
Hazard, this is an item that Ronin when you step into it, your character will die.
Door D.
A door, this can transport you to a different part of the map.
Travel point T. Ronin.
Travel point, this allows you to move from one map to another.
Sign G.
A sign, this basically creates a sign that will ding, Ronin and when you walk to it and hit enter, it will tell you whatever you have written there.
Rope.
Rope. This lets you climb up and down.
Spawn point N.
The spawn point tells the game where to spawn your character when you load the map.
Make map public Q.
Make the map public. This will list your map in the unofficials map list.
Make map private I.
Make map Red private, Fox. Obviously. That means it's private.
Ronin. Make map visible. Able to be traveled to. V.
That is self-explanatory.
Ronin. Make map invisible. Not able to be traveled to. B.
That is self-explanatory. Ronin.
Add contributor C.
You can add contributors.
Remove contributor O.
You can remove them.
Ronin.
Obviously.
Set starting health F.
You can set your character's initial health.
Allow running shoes.
These items Lunch. Allow you to specify whether you want to use the items that Lunch. You can gain from the shop.
Disallow running shoes. Allow jumping shoes. Disallow jumping shoes. Allow hook. Disallow hook. Allow scene coordinates. Disallow scene coordinates.
I'm not sure why you would want to turn that off.
Platform P. Zone Z.
So let's start out.
Wall double. Platform P.
Let's go ahead and make a let's see, what should I do?
Check staircase sound source R.
Well, let's make a sound source.
Enter the leftmost X position you would like the sound source to start at.
Let's say zero.
Enter the rightmost X, zero.
100.
Enter the bottommost Y position you would like the sound, zero.
Say zero.
Enter the upmost Y position you would like the sound source to end at.
The upmost, the highest, let's say, 20.
Zero. Select an ambience. Ronin has...
So now you can hit left and right. If you hit the space bar, it will tell you what it is.
Alarm 2. Beseeched 1.
You got some... There's a lot of different sounds that you can use. I'm just kind of scrolling through the list here. Lots of hums.
Band room.
It sounds like a... Yep. They're playing something.
Bees.
Insects.
Birds. Red Fox has died on...
Sounds Ronin like a forest or something.
Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Ronan has died on...
There's a casino.
Red Fox.
And the game is just giving me messages about what people are doing.
Ronan.
Fireworks. There's a fireplace.
Ronan. Ronan.
A bunch of kids.
Godly.
It's a swamp or something.
Loot birds 8.
Or no, those are birds, I'm sorry.
Loot birds 7. Loot birds 9.
Sounds like a bowling alley.
Red Fox.
Yep. Just kind of scrolling through these.
Ronan.
There's a cave.
Loop City.
That's a city.
Acer. Loop Coffee Shop. Ronan has.
So. There's a dice. So there's a bunch of different things that you can choose. Let's say that I want to go.
Ronan.
Turn the
speech mode off.
So lots of sounds. I think that's a chopper. Sounds like wind. I'm not sure what this is. This is like a room or something. Just kind of going through these. Oh, kitty cats. Oh. Oh, so cute. Oh. So I think for a river, we're going to go with... Let's see.
Speech mode talk. Loot lane 4. Loot lane 3. Ronan has... Red Fox has...
Nah. I don't like a lot of these, but I guess...
Ronan... God...
Kinda... That's a cell phone buzz. Someone bowling. Lots of really cool sounds in here. Ugh.
Loop quicksand 3. Loop rain mono. Loop rain porch. Gerodian. Loop rain tent. Loop residence. Loop restaurant. Loop seagulls.
Seagulls.
Loop siren. God leave your...
Oh yes, I love this sound.
Loop slot machine.
I win!
Loop slot machine 2. Ronan has died.
Yeah! Now that's what I'm talking about. Let me listen to this again.
Bob.
That's what I'm talking about. So. It's a clock.
Loop water. Loop waterfall. Loop waterfall 1. Loot water fountain. Loot water fountain 1. Red Fox has... Loot water pipe. Loot waves.
So for a river...
Loot water fountain. Red Fox has...
Let's go with this. It's not the best, but...
Fox...
So there we go. We got some ambience. I'm walking around in the river. Now, you know, so it's pretty relaxing.
Speech mode off.
You know, you can walk around, listen to the water. Now, let's say that just because I can and I, you know, because why not, let's make a diving board of sorts where your character starts off.
Speech mode talk.
Because this is my map and I can do whatever I want. So I'm going to hit P.
Platform P. Zone Z. Platform P.
Let's go with platform.
Enter the leftmost X position you would like.
We'll say 0.
Enter the rightmost X.
We'll say 10.
0. Enter the Y position you would like this platform to be at.
I'm going to put the platform probably around height 21. Let's go 22.
2. Select a surface. Bathtub 2B.
If you hit the space bar, you can preview what the ground type will sound like. And if you hold it, you can have it play.
Bathtub 3B.
You can have it play continuously.
Bathtub 3B. Grant. Rush the. Carpet 2.
So because this is a diving board, let's look for something that's like wood. So let's hit W.
Warehouse W. Water 2. Water. Water. Weed W. Quetched in creek. Wood 2 W. Wood. Wood. Wood.
Let's go with this. Now. Let's come over here.
Build menu.
Oops.
Robots has died. Platform zone walled. Check staircase. Sound source off. Hazard. Staircase S.
Let's build a stairwell.
Enter the leftmost X position. 0. Enter the rightmost X position you would like this. 0. Enter the bottommost Y position you would like. 0. Enter the upmost Y position. 2. 2. Select the surface. Bathtub. Wood W. Bath. Wood. Wood. Wet. Weed W.
And you can choose a surface type
water.
For this as well.
Water 3.
Let's go with
under tree T. Underwater U. Tile T. Tile. Tile. Wood. Wet. Wood 2. Wood.
Let's go with this. So now you can hit up arrow. And I'm walking up my stairs. Up to, let's say, a little diving board.
Air. 7 feet.
So I can walk off.
No.
And there you go. Made me a little diving board. Let's make a zone here to tell the player that you can climb up.
Build flat zone Z. Enter the leftmost X position. 0.
0 for the left.
Enter the rightmost X position.
0.
Enter the bottommost. 0. Enter the upmost Y position you would like this zone to end at. 1.
The
boss has died. 1.
Zero.
Enter the text the zone will have. Jimmy.
Enter the text that the zone will have. Let's say
S A S
stairs to diving board.
D stairs to diving board. Leaving stairs to diving board. Stairs to diving board. Leaving stairs to diving board.
So now it's telling me where I'm going, and actually I should probably made that longer.
Ronan has.
But that's all right. Now I'm at the top.
022 on wood. Alton.
So let's go from 022 to.
Jimmy. Air 5 feet. Air 10. 22 on wood 2.
0 to 10.
Flat zones. Enter the leftmost X position you would like. 0. Enter. 0. Enter the bottommost Y. 2. 2. Enter the upmost Y. 2. Enter the text. This zone will. D. G.
And I'll call this diving board.
D. Diving board.
And you can hit B to check where you are.
Diving board of river.
So that tells me the zone and then the map.
Leaving diving board, river.
Obviously, I need to fill in the rest of this, but basically.
Leaving stairs to diving board, river, New Hampshire.
So now I'm in the water.
Stairs to diving board, leaving.
I can climb up.
Diving board.
And it tells me I'm on the diving board.
Oh, no.
Diving board.
And you can fall in the water. That's kind of fun. All right, let's go up. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to... I'm going to make a sign here.
Build flat. Enter the leftmost X position you would like this staircase to start at.
Let me cancel that. So...
Check. Stair. Sound. Sword. Hazard. Door. Travel. Sign. G. Enter the X position you would like this sign to be.
Zero.
Enter the Y. 2. Enter the text. The sign will display once activated.
Enter the text. Let's say.
W.
Welcome to the river.
R.
Enjoy your stay.
Y. B.
Beware the waterfall.
L. Jimmy. Jimmy.
And here we go.
Welcome to the river. Enjoy your stay. Beware the waterfall.
Beware the waterfall. So, I'm on the diving board here.
The diving board.
There you go. Let's also set a starting position.
Build. Disallow. Allow scene. Disallow. Set. Remove. Control. Add. Make map. And spawn point. And will be. Spawn point. Enter the X position you would like the player to spawn at. Zero.
Zero.
Jimmy, enter the Y position. Two. Two.
There we go. So now the character will start on the diving board. Finally, let's make a waterfall.
Jimmy, 35.
Let's make it go from 90. Let's see here.
Build platform T, zone Z.
So I'm going to make a
wall W.
Sound source.
Enter the leftmost X position you would like this staircase to start at.
Oop, hold on. See here.
Build disallow. Make sign G. Travel door hazard sound source on. Enter the leftmost X position you would like the sound source to start at. Not zero.
We'll say we'll have it start at 90.
Enter the rightmost zero.
Go to 100.
Enter the bottommost Y position you would like the sound source to start at. Zero.
Zero.
Enter the utmost Y position you would like the sound source to end at.
Let's say.
Died on alternate 1.
15.
5. Select an ambience.
And we want that waterfall noise. Let's see.
Water 3. Water 3. Rumble 4. Rumble. Room.
Let's see, where's that waterfall noise?
Water 6. Ronin has. Water 9. Water 10.
I thought there was a... Maybe not. Let's go with this. Now, as I continue to travel here, you can hear the waterfall. Alright, so let's make this a hazard.
Build menu. Platform P. Enter the leftmost X position you would like this hazard to start
right,
at.
We'll say the hazard starts at 90.
9, 0. Enter the rightmost X position you would like this hazard to end at. 1, 0.
100.
Enter the bottommost 0.
0
enter
to 15.
5. Hazard, 8 feet.
So now the waterfall is a hazard. If I walk into it...
Front stairs to roof. Main.
I died.
Main. Jimmy has...
And there is a player off to the left using a speech chat.
Jimmy has.
So, that's basically how you make a map. I'm going to have to tweak it just a bit more, but I think that gives you a very good idea of how the game works. Basically, you walk around, you can explore maps.
Speech mode off.
Let me turn this off. Actually, I'm going to
speech mode talk.
Exit, I think.
Main menu. Exit X.
I think that gives you a pretty good idea of how this game works. There's a lot of things that you can do if you just use your imagination and make maps that are kind of crazy or interesting. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting type of game in that you're not killing things. You're just walking around building maps. It's just different. I mean, I almost think it's kind of like Minecraft, although Minecraft, from what I have heard, is much more involved. But no, this is a nice game. I think if you like just relaxing and exploring and doing things like that. So I hope you have enjoyed this demo. My username on the game is SLANNON, if you want to find me on there. when I'm on there. If you have any questions, comments, you can leave them in the comments. And I hope you have enjoyed this. You guys take care. Bye.